David
Collins.
30 minutes. Show with David
Collins.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of David Collins' 30-Minute Half-Hour Show. I'm your host, David Collins, and we have another great episode for you today. Really looking forward to today's guest. I feel like we had a real theme of guests for a while, and we've knocked ourselves out of that with today's show. So I'm really looking forward to that. A few things to take note of right off the bat. Most recent guest, Tom Garlin, he still does have me and my co-host there blocked on all social medias, but according to a third party, we have kind of worked things out and there are no hard feelings.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, I was happy to hear that. I just wanted to quickly promote Drive Time David Collins every 7:30 a.m. Eastern on the Blind Mike Project channel. We started a radio show recently and we do that on the Blind Mike Project channel. Do you know Blind Mike?
The one that works at Gas Digital?
No, this is the Boston Blind Mike from Barstool, formerly, I believe.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm not familiar. I feel like I've heard that name, though, maybe because there's another Blind Mike.
Right. It's funny how many people, you know, the person with the show, I'm not sure if that Blind Mike has a show, but some people definitely seem to know of him. Finally, today, we're going to be celebrating November with, you know, it's National Orange Month this month. Did you know that?
Oh, is that why the frickin' Trump got elected?
Oh, that's serendipitous, really. So folks, we wanted to celebrate today with another top 10 list. I'm a big fan of top 10 lists. Today, David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show, top 10 list of words that start with O, then R. Happy National Orange Month, everybody. Number 10 on our list today, reverse osmosis, a process where a liquid passes through a barrier that lets some things pass and not others, almost like a tub drain. Or exactly like a tub drain or a colander or something like that. Number 10 on our top 10 list of words that start with O, then R. We have a great show planned for you today. A great guest. One last thing before we start the show, of course, everybody's favorite color of the day. Today's color of the day, burnt orange. Burnt orange is a brownish orange. You may have seen this color over dirt, a gourd, or a Texas Longhorn mascot. Made up of 204 red, 85 green, and 0 blue, today's color of the day, burnt orange. One last thing before we start the show today, our sponsor of the show, Max Motors in Manhattan, Kansas.
Brought to you by Max Motors. Don't overpay on your next vehicle. Max Motors on Highway 24 in Manhattan.
Today's guest is Robbie Goodwin, and we're going to get right into world news with David Collins. When you have a guest on the show and we're getting into world news, I like to ask that guest, Robbie, when you think about world news this week, what are you thinking about?
World news. I mean, Israel-Palestine, right? That's like that's a hot button issue.
Oh, well, when it comes to the world, but it seems that it's going on for so long now, it's not too topical.
I guess not. Yeah, fuck those guys.
It kind of burns it.
I got a NATO, I guess. Oh, Biden like gave a bunch of shit to Ukraine.
Have anything about this. Biden's in the Amazon right now.
Yeah, he's finally free. Go. He literally felt like the end of Free Willy, that video. Oh, you see it?
That's a great way
to
think
about it.
He just
goes and wanders off.
Why don't we jump into number 9 on our top 10 list today? Number 9, Oceanic Ridge. The Mid-Atlantic Ridge, the Southwest Indian Ridge, the East Pacific Rise. All results of oceanic plates moving across at different diversion boundaries, creating this beautiful country of ours. Oceanic Ridge finds its place at number 9 on our top 10 list today. I wanted to jump into this story here. Did you hear The Onion purchased InfoWars? Although maybe we were a little late to take note of this. I heard this might be getting thrown out.
I did hear that. I thought it was funny.
Right. It's pretty ironic there. I wonder if their stories are going to be more or less raw.
Oh, man. You're peeling back the layers of this news story.
Oh, that's very funny. I hope they do the same thing with Coast to Coast AM. They could change the name to Roast to Roast.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, we're cutting it up. I'm crying.
Onions. Oh, that's perfect. That was actually my next joke.
Oh, really?
A little bit. Very clever.
Can't get one past me, Collins.
Well, I want to ask you more about your stand-up comedy there in a little bit. We're going to do that after World News, I think.
By the way, have you thought about making this a call-in show?
Oh, we have a call-in show every Wednesday, 7:30 a.m. Eastern, on the Blind Mike Project channel.
Do you call it Call-In, David?
We have a segment on our show, David Collins Call-Ins and Emails, that we're going to get to towards the end of the show today.
Damn, I can't believe I wasn't the first to get to that.
No, but you have actually, that's very clever. You really kind of pegged the show here, I think. Tyson versus Paul. Jake Paul. I thought it was Logan Paul for the longest time, and it actually was Jake Paul that fought Tyson. Did you hear about this?
I did hear about it. Yeah.
He does everything. He's a real Paul of all trades.
Yeah, it was kind of an obscure story, I guess. But I did see that when I was reading my New York Times.
I thought it was interesting. It was on Netflix. They don't usually host those types of things.
No, they don't. They're trying to do live stream stuff, though, I think.
You ever listen to Jake Paul's music?
He has music?
Right. Yeah, it'd make him wish Tyson bit your ear off.
Oh, shit. Damn. No wonder Tyson likes Donald Trump. They both got their... Wait, hold on.
Oh, and they both have great senses of humor.
Did Tyson... Are we sure Tyson didn't try and shoot Trump in the ear? Folks.
Wow. I'm sorry, we don't have any sound. I don't like a rim shot or anything like that.
He hates ears, Tyson.
Right.
What if he did that just because he hates ears?
Hey, here's an ear of corn for him, though. $20 million payout to Mike Tyson. $20 million. A lot of people were saying that it might have been rigged.
No, I just think Tyson's chicken.
Uh-oh. Not many people after a job get that type of dough after punching out.
Hey.
Donald Trump's won the election last week. We didn't really get to talk about this. We talked about it on the radio show, of course.
Are you doing a Mark Norman impression?
I actually met Mark Norman years ago. No, I'm a little ill. It's making me very nasally, unfortunately.
Too. You look like if Mark Norman was also Dr. Disrespect.
Oh, that's very funny. And that's something we have in your credits, I think. You've interviewed Dr. Disrespect.
I did,
why don't we jump into number 8 on our top 10 list today? Optical resolution. Optical resolution is the ability to resolve detail. This camera in front of me is doing it, your pet does it, and even our own eyes do it at a whopping 576 megapixels. Number 8 on our top 10 list today of words that start with O, then R, optical resolution.
That's great. Optical resolution, get your ass downstairs.
Oh, wow. It's like in the 90s, it was medicines and maybe a new medical term in the 2020s.
Yeah, we do a bit on the Crowder Boys where we just, a funny sounding name, we just pretend it's like a black lady calling her child downstairs.
Of course, you're an impressionist, and we're really excited to talk about that, too. And we have a great game today that's about impressions.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Did you hear this story? This is a fun story. In Bihar Raksul, India, a dead man's family has alleged negligence and foul play at Bihar Hospital after their loved one's eye went missing. The doctors suspect that rats may have played a part.
Boy, this is a new version of Indian in the Cupboard, in murder mystery.
It's very funny. Indian State Health Department is currently pursuing two nurses on charges of negligence for their part in the incident. Well, I have to say to everybody involved in this.
Hello, my name is Agatha Christie.
And I
am writing a murder mystery. Who killed my son?
That would be captivating.
Who killed my son?
And that was World News with David Collins.
Hell yeah. That was great. I love that.
Oh, that's perfect. Our guest today is a New York City stand-up comedian and podcaster. He's been doing stand-up comedy since 2010, starting in San Francisco and Boston. Yep. Ooh, he's worked with... I'm sorry?
Someone read my bio on thestand.com.
Oh, well, we take all sources of information. He's worked with many guests that we've had on the show before, like Joe Gorman, Andy Malafarina, KP Burke, and Tom Myers. He's performed...
what a crew.
Oh, well, that's some people that we've had on the show, of course.
How did Joe react to the show?
Oh, I couldn't really see his face, unfortunately. There were some technical difficulties.
Oh, no.
But he enjoyed himself. Most people really enjoy their time on the show. Not our last guest, unfortunately, but we've kind of buried the hatchet with that.
I watched that a little bit, and I was like, is this one of those shows where they fuck with the guests? But no, this is fun.
Oh, no. We want to continue reading your credits here. He's performed at great venues like Bowery Electric, the Tiny Cupboard Comedy Club, Young Ethels, Gotham Comedy Club, The Stand, and many more. You can find our guest... on his podcast, The Crowder Boys.
Yeah.
Is that on live YouTube, stream. Spot, everywhere you find audio platform, I imagine.
Yeah. If Dalton remembers to upload it. I don't really do that, but I shouldn't even make fun of that because I don't really do anything for the show except show up. It's every Wednesday at 7 on YouTube.com.
Live.
Yeah. Prove our minds.
Do you do a call-in show?
Yeah, we do a David Collins show, yeah.
Wow.
Hold on,
everybody, please make some noise for our great guest today, Robbie Goodwin.
Woo! Yeah, let's go. I love that guy.
Why don't we jump into number 7 on our top 10 list today? Number 7, online registration.
Okay.
Especially since COVID, online registration has been more important than ever. Basically, everything you do in life now requires some sort of online registration.
That's so
why
true.
Online registration finds its place at number 7 on our top 10 list today.
Man, what's going to be 6 through 1? I feel like these are all bangers so far.
And I feel like you've already answered so many of my questions. I was going to ask you about your show. So you take call-ins. Do you also read the comments on your show?
Oh, yeah, I do. I'm not like Joe Rogan. I don't pretend to not read the comments.
Certainly. And we don't do it too often. But every few months, we like to collect a handful and read them back to our audience so they know that we're paying attention. So we're going to take a quick little listen to that.
David Collins, 30-minute, half-hour show.
David Collins reading our comments out loud.
Randy Smith 3008 writes, "Good luck, David Collins, with your live call-ins." Todd Basinger 6810 says, "David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show gives me anxiety, and I love it." Johnny Stengel 3219, "Great job, David." Well, thank you for that. Spurg Snake wrote, he said, "You are quite the patient man, David." The Pipster Doofus wrote in, he said, or commented, I should say, "Awesome. What a deadly show and act you have, man. Killer." And he writes Evan from Newfoundland. Clean Crevice 2100, "Great show. I noticed a redundancy in the name of the program, however." K-Tip 4747, "Thanks for another great one, David. And thank you for covering Kelly Green in the last episode. Long overdue, but it really does deserve the attention you gave it." And finally, Troll underscore Hunter 9141 commented and said, "I enjoy the rustic prison look. As always, great show, Collins." And that was me reading our comments. What do you think about that? So do you read your comments to your audience, though?
No, but our audience, we read them on the show because a lot of people comment. A lot of people super chat, and if they super chat, we read them on the show. Or if they make me laugh, I will read them.
That makes sense. You know, we refuse to do that on our morning show, but it certainly makes sense. It's a good opportunity to kind of read those comments. Do you do anything on TikTok?
No, not really. Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, sometimes. I'll post something I think is funny on TikTok sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so you do a joke or something? Or you promote your shows?
It's kind of a lot of just like impressions or like a podcast clip.
I see. We don't really do too many clips of the show, but that may be a good idea there. What do you do? Yeah, do you think you gain anything from those podcast clips?
I actually kind of think the algorithm, because they used to fucking crush like 2 years ago, but I think they kind of stopped crowd work and they stopped podcast clips.
Right.
They're really emphasizing like front facing videos or like sketch comedy. So you should do like a sketch, you know.
Oh, sketch comedy. We've introduced some sketches on our show before there. And that's interesting. I call a lot of that stuff internet litter. So maybe I'm agreeing with the algorithm now. That sound means it's time for our first game today. And like I mentioned earlier, it is a game almost just for you. We have played it before. It's a bit of a fan favorite. This game's called "What Dead Guy Is Dan Doing?" So friend of the show, Dan McCullough, sends in an impression. And then we have to guess what dead guy is Dan doing after listening to his impression. And then maybe we could hear your impression, too. You're an impressionist. Not a lot of people know this about me. I'm a big fan of impressions.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
Are you ready to play? What dead guy is Dan doing?
I can't hear it.
Oh, no, I haven't played it. I asked if you were ready to play, but perfect. It sounds like you're ready and set.
David Collins, 30-minute, half-hour show. You're listening to David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show.
That was pretty good.
Is that like is that Regis Philbin?
Oh, would you like to lock that answer in?
Yeah.
That answer was incorrect. That impression was Casey Kasem.
I knew it. I was like, Top of the Pops? Who is that fucking guy? I forgot that guy's name.
Top of the Pops. That's an interesting nickname for him. I've never heard that.
That was the British version of Casey Kasem.
I see. You know what's strange to me? I was just thinking about this today. You remember Seville? That British,
Jimmy Seville. Right. Yeah.
I don't understand. You know, they don't play his show anymore. Yet I turn on the radio, I hear Michael Jackson every day. Apparently they take that a lot more seriously over there.
Yeah, I think it was the amount of people. It was, first of all, that he was a children's entertainer. And second, just the amount of fucking kids he fucked.
You're listening to David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show.
That wasn't bad. It sounds like Dan's, at least.
That's Stephen A. Smith.
I'm sorry, that was not Stephen A. Smith. Oh, Stephen A. Smith was a sports announcer. He's not dead.
Oh, I forgot they're dead. Well, he's dead to me.
He's been very political these days. I saw him on The View.
Yeah, he was great on there.
I'm sorry, that answer was Bernie Mac.
Oh, I was close.
Bernie Mac. Why don't we jump in?
I knew he was black.
All right, we'll just finish up. We have one more round here of what dead guy is Dan doing? Perfect.
You are watching David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show. You are watching David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show.
It's a German accent.
Is that Hitler?
Perfect. No, what is the answer? It was Adolf Hitler. That was the answer to round three. Well, you'd think we would have done that earlier. We've played this game multiple times. It hasn't come up yet. I said, why haven't we used Hitler yet?
That's a fun one.
Dan does a great impression of all those people. You'll have to listen back there. Why don't we jump into round six, or excuse me, number six on our top 10 list of words that start with O, then R. Oakland Raiders.
Oh.
Here at David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show, we hate to dead-name sports teams, but we couldn't help but remember Las Vegas' Oakland Raiders. ARG, number six on our top 10. Oh, that was an ARG.
I went to Raiders games as a kid. I'm from the Bay Area.
Oh, that's interesting. That's where you started stand-up comedy also.
No, really?
San Francisco? Is that the Bay Area?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what your bio said. Did you know?
Yep.
When did you start stand-up comedy? And Boston, too. You know, we recently, not Matt here, but I recently took a trip to Boston with Delicious.
Yeah. Boston's great. My mom lives in Boston now. I started in college, basically, David College. And I...
Really?
And I would like... Yeah, so I do stand-up in San Francisco when I was home, which was like a lot of the time when you're in college. And then when I was in college, I'd do stand-up in Boston. So that's kind of how I started.
Interesting. So you'd bounce back and forth and start. How old? You look like a younger man. It's hard to believe that you were going to college at that time.
Yeah, I'm 33.
Oh, okay. Does that pan out? Did you were ahead into thing? Maybe you're a smart student or something. But I wanted to talk about these impressions because I'm a big fan of impressions. What's your favorite impression? What got you started doing impressions? Do you do that during your stand-up comedy? We did watch some of your stand-up comedy. Not a lot of impressions, but you say you do it on your podcast.
Yeah. I've actually been really liking doing Stephen A. Smith lately, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's like, he was on The View, I guess, right? And he was like, okay, Whoopi, here's the thing. We had two candidates. We had Donald Trump, and we had what was her name? Kamala Harris.
Oh,
that's great. It's like, the thing about, what's great about Stephen A. is he just never, he's like Trump, where he's really good at talking and not saying anything. So that's why I like him.
Well, they work. That was the best people on network television.
Yeah.
What was your first impression that you ever did?
Sandler's probably the one people like the most for me.
Oh, I see. Is that your first impression?
Kinda. Yeah, that's the first one that really people cared about.
You know, maybe you'd relate on this here too. Not a lot of people know this. I've talked about this before. I'm a big fan of Jimmy Fallon, even to this day.
But
not a lot of people remember he was the first person to be doing an Adam Sandler impression. He kind of invented everybody's kind of just doing Jimmy Fallon's Adam Sandler in my
opinion. Yeah, I'm kind of doing Fallon Sandler.
Isn't that interesting? Not a lot of people really give him that credit, I think.
No, they don't, because people, I like Jimmy. I'm a big fan of Jimmy Fallon, honestly. I think he was really talented.
Have you ever drank with him? I heard he's a real New York local.
I actually drink at a bar that apparently he used to go to all the time. It's like a karaoke bar. I've not drank with him, no.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You worked with Tom Myers. We wanted to just touch base on this because we had Tom Myers on the show fairly recently.
And
he was very charming and very gracious. And we had a great impression of him. You know, a lot of people kind of give Tom Myers a hard time.
Yeah, they do. It's funny because you meet him. He's a pretty nice guy. I think he's just, he was on our show and everyone really loved, like they sincerely love Tom Myers.
He always gives a great first impression there. Why don't we jump into number five on our top 10 list today, online raid. Whether you're talking about sending a Twitch stream to someone else's channel or made famous by Leroy Jenkins in video game raids, online raids are always memorable. That's why online raids finds its place at number five on our top 10 list of words that start with O and then R. Speaking of online raids, do you do anything on Twitch?
No, I don't. Should I?
Well, I'm not sure. We did have somebody from Twitch that did speedruns on the show about half a year ago. That was interesting to hear about.
Is Twitch just for video gaming?
Well, it's that and stripping, I think, a lot these days.
Oh, that's cool.
And they reversed a lot of their laws in the summer, and that's why we had this person from Twitch. He gave us a little insight on that. That was kind of interesting to hear about.
Very interesting.
What do you talk about on your show? You're taking calls. Is it political? Is it a comedy show? You're interviewing people.
Someone commented, speaking of comments, they're like, oh, great, another show that's just guys talking about what they saw on Twitter that week. And I'm like, you know right. what? You kind of got us dead to rights on that one, boy, buddy.
Well, you get to take your pick. You know, people who aren't on Twitter, they get to listen to someone like you and know what's going on.
Yeah, a lot of people like left Twitter recently, so we're...
Where are they going? Threads.
Threads and Blue Sky, which I heard sucks.
Oh, I thought that was a video game.
Elon made Twitter so much worse, but it's still the best one, unfortunately.
Certainly. Well, I get a lot of less gore videos than I used to. People getting hit by trains and things, the construction accidents, they've kind of vanished.
Yeah, when I first took over, there's a lot of like shit like that.
All I get are Kanye videos anymore. All I get is Kanye. 100%. If we went to my feed, although I have about probably 100 people blocked at this point, I block Kanye shirt, actually. Well, it's so great talking with you here, but we do have to jump into our next segment.
Good luck.
That sound effect means it's time for DC Thoughts and Prayers. Where we're going to give out some thoughts and prayers today, and then we'll ask you if you have any thoughts and prayers to hand out. Our first goes out to people with chronic pain. Yeah, I was a little sick this week, and my throat was irritating me, and every day I'd be lashing out at people. I'm angry. I'm out of control. I can't imagine people with chronic pain that stay so nice. Don't give a thoughts and prayers there to people with chronic pain. Our next thoughts and prayers goes to Kamala Harris. For obvious reasons, she lost, or fortunately or unfortunately, I guess it depends who voted. Did you vote, Matt?
Yeah.
I do not like to talk about my political views on the show.
I don't really like to either. That's why I ask other people. Robbie, did you vote?
Yeah, I did.
I see. The lines were so long around here, it's tough to say, but I wouldn't want to share if I waited or I didn't there.
You must live in a swing state then.
Oh, well, I live in Iowa. Well, these days. I'm not even sure if I'm registered to vote in Iowa.
There was like a huge Iowa poll that like fired people up right before the election.
Yeah. We were in Des Moines covering it live. There was a lot. They were very optimistic and things crashed before their eyes.
It's because of Ann Seltz or whatever her name is.
So thoughts and prayers to Kamala Harris. And our last, did you say Salazar? Because our last thoughts and prayers goes out to Diane Salazar. I've been getting your mail. If anybody knows Diane, email me, dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com. Isn't it too bad when you're not getting your mail? It's very frustrating.
Yeah, I hate not getting my mail. I've had packages just say they were delivered and they just never got delivered. And then I like try to get my money back and everyone's just like, yeah, sorry, tough shit.
Right. Do you have any thoughts and prayers you want to hand out this week?
Thoughts and prayers for,
why don't we jump into number four on our top 10 list today of words that start with O, then R, open resource. Open resource are learning, teaching, and research materials in any format or medium that resides in public domain. Unlike what most people think about open source, this could include a book. Number four on our top 10 list today, open resource. Do you do anything open source? Is that what crypto is? Is that crypto? Open resource?
Should I buy crypto?
I think you're a little late, but, you know, I saw a video the other day that was that Haley Welch lady, I think that's her name, right? And she said, oh, I'm so thankful. Thanks so much for telling me to put my money in crypto. I commented and said, well, Superman's not going to be happy to hear this.
Oh,
why don't we jump into our next segment?
Yeah.
Here?
What are you doing?
I'm emailing David Collins. David Collins call-ins and emails. Our first call-in today comes in from friend of the show, Austin Ingalls, and he's actually changed his Instagram recently, which makes a lot more sense. It was kind of complicated. Now it's just Austin Ingalls Comedy. So if you want to follow him there, do you know Austin Ingalls?
No, who's Austin Ingalls?
Oh, he's a friend of the show. He recently moved to Austin, Texas, but he's a Midwestern comedian. He's doing okay down there. He spends a lot of time with that Andy Malafrino, which is kind of funny to hear. But why don't we take a little listen to his voicemail today?
Tell you what, David, I'm tired, absolutely tired of all these Tesla Cybertrucks. Did you know they made them bulletproof, David? The windows on these Tesla Cybertrucks are bulletproof, which sucks because I saw a baby trapped in one the other day, and it made it impossible for me to shoot that baby. Thanks, David. Hope you've been having a great day. I'm sorry this isn't a current event joke or anything like that. I miss you. Goodbye.
And then he says at the end that he misses us. That's very nice of Austin Ingles. Thanks so much for that call in, Austin Ingles. He's a very funny comedian. He's doing all right down there. Do you know Tyler Wayne? I guess he's going. It's tough when people change their name. Anyway, why don't we jump into our next email here? This comes in from Brad Logan, who sent this in. He said, I thought you and Tom had some great chemistry on the show. The back and forth was like Noel Coward and Rodney Dangerfield trading bon mots. Well, that's a very kind email. Thanks so much. I'm glad that you enjoyed the show, Brad Logan. Why don't we look at number three here on our top 10 list today of words that start with O, then R. Optimal range. Optimal range is a word I use a lot in comedy, but it also means a range of values that indicate the ideal level of a specific biomarker for peak health. Something I feel pretty good about these days. Number three on our top 10 list, David Collins, 30 Minute Half Hour Show, top 10 list of words that start with O, then R. Our last email today comes in from Samantha. Do you take emails on your show?
I think we have an email address, but I don't check it.
Oh, well, that's always good. People love to send in these emails. This one comes in from Samantha from Normal, Illinois. What happened to the reality show? Did the gas cap criminals steal that too? Love the show, David. Keep on trucking.
Is Twin Peaks the opposite of Normal, Illinois? Because that was a weird place.
Oh, have you ever been to Normal, Illinois? There's a college there.
Real? That's normal.
Right. There's probably a church and a gas station. What do they say there? The three?
That all checks out. Those are normal things to be to Illinois.
Speaking of that reality show, we are going to be trying to bring that. You know, Jerry, we lost Jerry about a month ago or a month and a half ago at this point, probably. Maybe 2 months ago at this point. But he was doing so much work on that reality show, we've kind of lost track of it. But we're going to be getting that, I think, in the next couple of weeks back on track there. But thanks so much for that email, Samantha. Number two on our top 10 list today, onion rings. Of course, I'm sure that a lot of people saw this one coming. Is there anything better than finding a French fry in your onion rings or vice versa? If you can think of anything better, email me, David Collins, or DC30MinuteHalfHour@gmail.com. Onion rings are always a refreshing treat, and that's why onion rings find their place at number two on our list today.
Nice.
Do you eat a lot of onion rings? Do they do them special in New York? They probably do fried foods differently there.
I love onion rings, but they're really calorie heavy, I guess. I got this little like thing at Trader Joe's of like fried onion like bits, and I've actually been like eating too many of those.
Oh, well, you got to be careful there. Maybe with this new administration coming into the office, they'll just take them off the shelves. I've been hearing a lot about that. We didn't really cover that in world news, of course. That sound means it is time for our last game today. And our last game today is a fun one. I don't think our previous guest would have enjoyed this game, but it is one of our favorites to play on the show. This game is called Sign the Joke. We're going to read a joke, and you're going to have to tell us what comedian wrote that joke. I guess said the joke. We never know if there are ghostwriters involved. Are you ready to play Sign the Joke? Are you ready to play?
Oh, yeah, sure. I thought you were doing a sound effect or something again.
Oh, no, that's all right. Well, it's interesting, though. The first time, before you even knew there were sound effects involved, you kind of gave that pause. But maybe you thought, yeah, I was going to play the sound effect, and that's what you were waiting for that
right,
first time.
Right, yeah, something like that. Yeah, I don't know.
Round one of Sign the Joke. Everything is so spread out in Iowa. My friends are like, we're going downtown. I'm like, all right, I'm walking. See you in 3 days. Can you sign that joke?
My friend said I'm walking. I'll see you in 3 days. Mitch Hedberg?
I'm sorry. That was not correct. That answer was Tom Garland, our previous guest. He's an Iowa resident.
Oh, very fun.
We'll take a quick look here at round two of Sign the Joke. Do you like this game?
Yeah.
You know what I didn't ask you earlier? Why don't we get this out of the way? Can I hear your Adam Sandler impression? We really just talked about it, and we never reset it up so neatly, and then we just moved on from it.
Yeah, well, I'll just say this. The fact that you didn't have sound effects ready, that's something that could have gotten my attention yesterday!
Right. It's the buildup.
Yeah.
Great. Alan, do you think anybody's doing uncut gems, Adam Sandler, these days?
I could. It's like, all right, KG, let me tell you, this is a good diamond here.
You know what I rewatched recently? That Zohan movie, Don't Mess with the Zohan or something like that?
Yeah, he does like this kind of voice.
It's a very topical movie these days. Not a lot of people are thinking about that. Why don't we jump into round two here of Sign the Joke? I had another one, man. She was good people. Good people. You know? That's when you know. That's when you be wrong. See, when you be on tour, you don't treat women like that no more. You know, all of us used to do that stupid shit, that immature shit. She was ugly. I hate to use the word ugly. She wasn't so attractive. But she was good people. She had a patch on her eye. Sign that joke.
Martin Lawrence.
What makes you think? What's going through your mind there? Why do you pick Martin Lawrence?
There's a lot of maybe Tracy Morgan. It sounded like a black comedian trying to be outrageous.
Right. Well, that's pretty close there. Bernie Mac.
Oh, fuck. Damn it. Wait, I was going to say Bernie Mac, but I was like, there wouldn't be two Bernie Mac things.
I think it would, right. Well, we try to keep things fair there. I think an anniversary was this month. He dressed in orange sometimes.
Yeah, he did.
Happy National Orange Month, everybody. Are you excited for number one on our top 10 list today?
I am fucking, I cannot wait. I mean, everything has been better than the last. I'm like, how can it get better? Number one.
We like to build up to the end and leave people wanting more. And we're almost there. This is round three of our game, Sign the Joke.
Or rentals. Yeah.
Oh,
like renting an or
East Asian people.
Kayak. No, not Orientals or rentals. Like if you're going to go paddling, you have to rent an or.
I see. Right. Oh, maybe that's it. We'll just have to wait there. Round three of Sign the Joke. I'm not on coke, by the way. I want everybody to know this. I'm not on coke. Everyone thinks I'm on coke all the time because I have resting coke face, body, and behavior.
God damn, this is painful. This is the meanest thing you can do to a comedian, by the way, is just read their jokes back to them.
Oh, is that your answer?
Yeah, it's my joke. I know that's my joke, but
that's
it's,
right. That it answer never, was Robbie Goodwin.
It's actually if you want to troll a comic, just do that.
that's interesting. We've been accused of that, but that's certainly not our intention. I think maybe you should give that over to we'll talk about that on the radio show there. We're in it.
I am flattered that you did this much research into me, though.
Oh, of course. Well, we like to get to know our guests, and I think we've kind of gotten to know you there, and it was great to have you on the show. We're going to jump into number one on our top 10 list today of words that start with O, then R. Number one, orchid. Orchids are beautiful fall and winter blooming flowers that, of course, deserve a full place on our list today of words starting with O, then R. Number one. On our top 10 list, orchid. Did you enjoy your time on the show today, Robbie Goodwin?
It was really fun.
Is this a real background behind you? Is that a piano? Do you play the piano? Did you start as a musical comedian?
Yeah. But then I realized I had no musical talent or ability, so became a comedian.
I think a lot of people can do that, though. I've seen that bit where you just smash the piano, and then you stop, and you do a joke, and then you move on. That's something.
Yeah, that's like a Zach Galifianakis thing.
That's a great room there behind you. But that's perfect. Thank you. Do you have any questions for me or anything you want to say to our audience?
No, that's fun. Just listen to Crowder Boys and follow me on social media. Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you, Robbie Goodwin. That's perfect. Boy, what a great episode. Everybody listening, I've been David Collins, and you've been the best.
Wow.
David Collins.
30 minutes.
Show with David
Collins.